DC's Objective Rally Point will have its monthly networking breakfast next Tuesday. The goal is to connect veteran businessmen and women with their colleagues and other people interested in joining their teams. Lee Daugherty is principal at Offutt Kerman and a former legal advisor to the Army. He's also hosting the event. He joins us now to talk about veteran employment. Hi, Lee. Thanks for coming back on Federal News Radio.
It's always a pleasure, Jared.
And we'll talk more about your event and more about Objective Rally Point in a couple minutes here. But more generally on veteran employment, you know, we're coming up on the four-year anniversary of the executive order in which President Obama told federal agencies he wanted them to become model employers of veterans. I wonder if you can give us kind of a macro view of whatever progress you think that the government has made since then.
Well, I think the government has made some progress. But we still see a huge shortcoming in the hiring of veterans, both on the federal side as well as in the civilian workplace. On the federal side, what we're finding is that statistically, according to a recent study that came out, one in three disabled veterans work in the public sector, compared to one in five who are not disabled. So I think the federal government is making some progress, but there's still a lot of room for improvement there. Where we really need to see more improvement is in the civilian marketplace.
Of the things that the federal government, I mean, the model employer implies that there have got to be ways to translate whatever good things the federal government is doing into the private sector if you're trying to model behavior. Have we seen mechanisms in which the federal government advertises to private employers, look, here's what works, here's the benefits that we've gotten from hiring veterans?
Actually, no. We're not seeing that. The federal government is spending billions of dollars on training veterans on how to find jobs, and virtually nothing on training employers how to find veterans and provide those services to veterans, understand veterans, market job the right job descriptions that fit the veteran's skills. The federal government is simply not doing as good a job as it should in helping employers become better employers of veterans.
That seems like it could have a potentially huge bang for the buck. I mean, the federal government's a big employer, but when you put together every other private sector employer out there, it's dwarfed.
Oh, absolutely. There is no comparison whatsoever. Even in small businesses, we see many of the larger businesses that are taking a role in trying to hire veterans. But where there needs to be a bigger effort is in smaller businesses. If you look at just the number of small businesses, we say small business are the backbone of the country, and it's true, as well as in hiring veterans. But there are very little resources for those small to middle-sized businesses on how to effectively hire veterans. And it isn't. It isn't the fault of the employers often because they simply don't understand the problem and they don't know how to address it. I hear from employers all the time who say, I really want to hire veterans. I don't know how to find them. I don't know how to recruit them. I don't understand retention of veterans. And so the federal government could be doing a lot more on that side of the house with employers versus simply providing more services to the veteran on how to look for more jobs.
We were talking earlier in the show with Norb Ryan from the Military Officers Association of America about post-traumatic stress, the signature wound of Iraq and Afghanistan, to use kind of a trite phrase, and you know, just the progress that VA and DOD have made in treating it as a medical condition, and yet it's still a huge employment barrier, right? We were talking about that a little bit off the air. What are the problems that you still see out there in terms of PTS being a barrier to veterans getting their foot in the door?
Well, mostly it's very similar to what we were talking about a minute ago in the education of employers on dispelling some of the myths surrounding PTSD. There is a myth that PTSD isn't treatable, that all veterans with PTSD can't handle stress, or all veterans with PTSD are violent. And none of those things are true as a general statement. In fact, what's often forgotten is that 8% of the civilian sector at some point in their lives will experience PTSD. So this isn't just a veterans issue. When you look at the statistics, according to the National Center for PTSD, 10 to 18% of the OIF and OEF, veterans of Iraq and Afghanistan, experience PTSD. we still see 30% of Vietnam veterans experiencing PTSD. So this continues to be a serious problem, which we've made strides, there's no doubt, but there's a lot left to do.
And the stigma, I think, is not just limited to private sector employment. I mean, I've heard anecdotes of federal agency regulations and federal law being interpreted to preclude people with diagnoses of PTSD from occupying positions in which there's contact with the public because it's considered a diagnosed mental illness in the language of those regulations. So this is a public sector problem, too, I think.
No, absolutely. You're correct. It runs across, and it's about education. It's about educating, whether it's a federal employer or someone in the civilian side, it's still an individual, and individuals will, you know, often misinterpret regulations, misinterpret the law. The fact is that veterans with PTSD are not required to disclose their disability unless they need an accommodation to perform some essential function of the job. But yet, they're often asked. And as a veteran, I've experienced that and seen it with other veterans being asked, do you have PTSD? Have you experienced it? Have you gotten mental health counseling? In fact, all questions which are, not legal and shouldn't be asked, but often are.
What's the right response there? Do you say, I don't have to answer that question? If you do, it seems like there's a high chance you won't get hired.
Well, and I think that goes back to the low numbers that we're seeing. We're still at, especially in younger veterans, 24.3% of veterans 18 to 24 unemployed. That's just a devastating number, especially when you consider it from 2009 to 2011, you had a 44% increase in the rate of suicide for veterans under 30. Very often those things are connected. You can't get a job. The PTSD becomes even more aggravated and more severe because you're struggling with finding employment and finding your place in a post-military service life. And it becomes a snowballing effect. And you're right. It's a very difficult question to answer because, and I can tell you from my own experience several years ago when I came back from my last deployment, I was a highly qualified attorney, had advised the head of state of another country, and I came back and I couldn't even get a interview, and there's no doubt it was because of that military background on my resume. People were scared of it, and therefore did not want to get in a position where I was required to answer those questions. So it is a challenge. And PTSD obviously is an ongoing problem. We've made great strides, not only PTSD, but traumatic brain injury, TBI, which we're learning more and more about every day. These things are all really, really difficult problems, but the heart of the solution is in education. That I firmly believe that if we can educate employers on dispelling the myths surrounding PTSD and employment of veterans and how to actually hire veterans and retain veterans, we can really get to the root of the problem and make a real impact on the unemployment rate in our veteran community.
Mm-hmm. Well, education, I think, is one of the objectives, at least, of the event that we were talking about earlier, coming up on June 24th, Objective Rally Point, your monthly breakfast. Spend a couple minutes with us talking about what you're going to try and get done at that event and a little more about Objective Rally Point itself.
Well, Objective Rally Point is an organization that I founded a couple of years ago. We've been holding a monthly breakfast now for about 2.5 years. Our speaker next week is Camilla Schwabel. She's the regional director of the Virginia Wounded Warrior Program for the Department of Veterans Services. And she herself is a Coast Guard veteran, 20 years experience counseling veterans and their families. The emphasis really is on providing education to veteran employers on how to grow and build successful businesses. And you do that in our community through support with one another. We welcome non-veterans who are there to support the veteran community and looking to hire veterans and work with veterans. And the goal is just through networking, through relationship building, to support the veteran community and hopefully within our veteran community make a dent in some of these unemployment numbers. But we welcome anyone to come out who's a veteran or wanting to support veterans or work with veterans. The website is dc-orp.com, and we'd love to see folks come out and join us.
All right. And once again, it's June 24th at 7:15 at the Army Navy Country Club. And we'll post a link also to that website so folks can get more information and also register to attend. Lee Daugherty, thanks for all your work on this, and thanks for coming on Federal News Radio. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on, Jared, and I appreciate the support that you guys are giving and getting the word out on some of these veteran issues. It's always fantastic to see that support from the media and from our general public. I think most people want to help, and you guys do a fantastic job of getting the message out.